When it comes to living by conviction, the old saying is true. If you don't stand for anything, then you'll fall for everything. And one thing I know about personal convictions, there is no middle ground. So stay tuned for Standing Firm, Why Living by Conviction Matters, on today's Repurpose Man podcast. Welcome back to the Repurpose Man podcast. Today we're going to be talking about living by conviction. You know, what are your convictions in life? And can you identify those things that govern your life that can't be moved, negotiated, or bought? Convictions are non-negotiable. They aren't preferences which can be tossed about by changing circumstances. Our convictions reveal the depth and the substance of our character. And so if you can identify those, if you consider yourself to be a person of conviction, well, then what are we to say about those people that live without convictions? You know, how do they maintain relationships, make decisions, or handle job responsibilities? You know, what does the convictionless person look like? Well, in my experience, there are four characteristics that stand out. And let me give it to you in a brief list. I think the first characteristic of a person that doesn't live by conviction is that they're indecisive. They have a hard time making decisions, and they're constantly second-guessing or doubting themselves. They are often unstable in relationships and jobs because they lack anchors that guide their decisions. And what do anchors do? They hold things in place. The second characteristic of a person without conviction is that they're immature. People who are immature are easily tossed back and forth. They constantly move on for new starts because they haven't developed the ability to persevere through something and see it to the finish. They don't have any deep roots, which we would call convictions, and they lack depth in relationships. And so what about the third? The third characteristic of a convictionless person is that they're vulnerable. You know, 2 Peter 2 basically says people are slaves to whatever has mastered them. Vulnerable people get seduced and enticed easily because they don't believe in anything and don't stand for anything. So what about the last one? The last characteristic of a convictionless person is they're hypocritical. The hypocritical person is usually hyper-focused on the outside, the image, looking good, never really developing the inside. And what this does, it leads to emotionally breaking down when the pressure gets too high. Hypocritical people can also lack passion because they're not driven by something personal to them, only what other people think of them, or simply what other people think. So the four characteristics: they're indecisive, they're immature, they're vulnerable, and they're hypocritical. So what about an example of someone who lived by conviction? You may know somebody, but one of the greatest examples I know of is found in Daniel chapter 1. It's a great example of living by conviction. And you may remember, Daniel is a young Israelite, and after King Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians take over Jerusalem, Daniel was among four men chosen to serve in Nebuchadnezzar's court. And so the king offers Daniel the best of everything: training, education, food, diet, if he would just bow down to him. If Daniel would just bow down to King Nebuchadnezzar, then Daniel would receive all of this stuff. But Daniel decided that instead of enjoying all that was offered to him, he would not subject himself to compromising his faith. In Daniel 1, verse 8 says, Daniel resolved that he would not defile himself with the king's food or with the wine that he drank. Therefore, he asked the chief of the eunuchs to allow him not to defile himself. And God gave Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the chief of the eunuchs. So what stands out to me is it says right off the bat that Daniel resolved. One version of the Bible says he purposed in his heart. He was resolute. He was unwavering in his resolve towards God to not defile himself. And defile basically means to make rotten. So Daniel was resolved with conviction to not compromise, not bow down. So Daniel took a stand for what he believed, and the result was God's favor on his life. You know, it's about being convinced about what we know to be right, persuaded to do what is right, even when our preference, our personal preference would tell us, I want that, when we know what we should be doing is that is right. Following God can't be negotiated or left to our own inclination. You know, this would be to live by preference. Living by preference means that if the right or better circumstance comes along, we might change our mind or approach and make decisions based on what we prefer, what we'd like, rather than what we know to be true. And so even as we're considering this, what are some convictions in life? What are types of convictions? Have you ever thought about all the areas that require having convictions? You know, there are a lot that are a part of our lives. And let me go through just a brief list of those things that we really have to strategically consider when we consider convictions. There are convictions in relationships, like what kind of relationship will I allow to influence me? What about convictions about time? How will I spend my time? What will I give my life to attaining? Convictions with family. How will I lead my family? What will my family be committed to? Even entertainment. How will I allow entertainment to influence me? What about my career? How am I going to properly align my career with God's calling on my life? And then what about my finances? Convictions with my finances. How will my finances be ordered in the most God-honoring way? And then we rarely think about this. What about our health convictions? How are my health decisions impacting the longevity and impact of my life? And then finally, spiritual convictions. What priority will I place on worshiping God, spending time with God, and being committed to Him fully and wholly? You know, these are just a few examples of how convictions play into our lives. And if we don't put safety guardrails based on conviction in all areas of our lives, then we're going to find ourselves in a place that probably is leading to despair and even chaos. So finally, as I wrap up, how does one live by conviction? You know, what's it look like? Well, the first thing would be you have to have convictions. What are those things in your life you'd say these are non-negotiables? These are essentials of who I am and how I'm going to live. You know, what is it that you stand for? And then where's the evidence? On a moment-by-moment basis, is your life driven by conviction? When people get to know you, is it easily seen that you live by conviction? You live that where you can't be persuaded otherwise. You know, Ephesians 4:14 says, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness, and deceitful schemes. In a time when many around us are willing to just kind of feel their way through life, you know, we've been called to follow God and to live a life of conviction, fully persuaded in our minds of all that God has called us to say, think, and do. I hope that's been helpful to you, and I look forward to hearing from you and seeing you next time as we continue on the Repurposed Man podcast. Thank you.